This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails what he calls strong American diplomacy. The statement follows several developments concerning relations with Iran. In an exchange of prisoners, the U.S. released seven Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions with Iran. Iran released five Americans, including Christian pastor Saeed Abedini and Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, as well as a former U.S. Marine. They have arrived in Germany. The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. The State Department announced Sunday that the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement that will return roughly $1.7 billion to Iran. And the U.S. Treasury Department has announced new sanctions against five individuals and several companies for ties to Iran's ballistic missile program. The Somali extremist group Al-Shabaab says it has captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force, AMISOM, are deployed at the base. Also Sunday, four wounded Kenyan soldiers were airlifted home, but Kenyan officials gave no death toll. A monitoring group says at least 400 civilians have been kidnapped by Islamic State militants during an attack Saturday on the eastern Syrian city of Deir al-Zour. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women, children, and family members of pro-government fighters were among those captured after IS forces seized the suburb of al-Baghdiyah. This is VOA News. Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Migdad Mojalli was killed Sunday in an air raid led by the Saudi-led coalition in Sana'a. Mojalli was on an assignment for the Voice of America. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device Sunday morning in Jalalabad at the residential compound of a prominent member of the provincial council. The council member escaped unharmed. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack. Taiwan's president-elect received jubilant approval at home and a cautious response in China a day after her sweeping victory. Ralph Jennings reports.
The landslide election of Tsai Ing-wen over her rival from today's ruling party in Taiwan met a cool but calm response from Beijing. China has claimed sovereignty over the island since the 1940s, and Tsai heads a political party that is backed by voters hoping for formal independence as an extension of today's self-rule. The president-elect said throughout her campaign she would avoid upsetting China and not try to break away legally. The Global Times newspaper said Sunday that Tsai's election was neither a vote for Taiwan independence nor a gauge of relations between the two sides. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton leads rival Bernie Sanders by 25 points nationally before the final Democratic debate. According to the latest results from a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, the Democrats will hold their fourth debate Sunday. Clinton has 59% support among Democratic primary voters, Sanders 34. Another candidate, Martin O'Malley, gets only 2%. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of national mourning following Friday's terrorist attack in Ouagadougou. At least 29 people from 18 countries were killed. The dead included 6 Canadians, 2 French, 2 Swiss, and 1 American citizen. Scores of people were wounded. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed responsibility for the raid. The hoped-for formation of South Sudan's unity government is in doubt after former Vice President Riek Machar recalled the leadership of his negotiating team. They were negotiating with South Sudan President Salva Kiir. Machar has accused Kiir of sabotaging the implementation of the agreement signed last August by establishing 28 new states in South Sudan. Machar, leader of Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition, has petitioned heads of state to put pressure on the government in Juba from undermining the accord. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.